Hey guys, welcome. This is the bonus episode of Tangents Gaming Podcast. Hopefully you guys are doing good. For the simple fact, I'm treating you for another episode. On this episode, I'm going to talk about a topic. I'm not sure how many people have really brought it up to the forefront. And it is about Fortnite, the game that has changed gaming forever, a game that has made parents pissed off, broke, phone their credit card companies to cancel their cards, etc., etc. But the whole part about this particular bonus episode is a conspiracy that I just thought of not long ago. And the conspiracy that I thought is Fortnite actually the center of the universe? Before you start laughing, what you need to do is you need to get everything together and analyze every single thing about it. You have more or less like an island, a group of islands. You have towns on it. You have frozen ice caps. You have all that stuff. Like, this little area could basically go through all four seasons, depending on where you are. You have portals. You have cars. You have guns. You have people. And that's where it gets more interesting, because if you go break it down when it comes to the characters, where in the world now can you have Travis Scott, Eminem, Ariana Grande, things like that, going up against DC characters like Black Adam, Starfire, Batman Who Laughs, Wonder Woman, Harley Quinn, Catwoman, Beast Boy. Then on top of that, you go in the other direction. You have like Luke, you have Darth Maul, you have Skywalker. Oh, hell. You even have Han Solo, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Darth Vader, Boba Fett. Like, you see what I'm trying to get at? Is when it all boils down to it, you have all these characters from all these different universes. Even like the DC universe is in here, where you can be Groot, Iron Man, you can be Spider-Man. Like, you have all these things, and the latest one is the Airbender kind of universe. So you have access getting transported to this island, this unidentified world, and then fighting with each other. I really do think that Fortnite is the center of the universe, and it has, of course, you know, like portals to come together and just create one world. It is crazy to think of that particular way of thinking when it comes to this game, but it is, in reality, one of the only ways that you can go and explain why Eminem can take on Peter Griffin, which could take on Ariana Grande, which could take on NBA players. Hell, there's even NFL jerseys, hockey jerseys, basketball. it all comes down to one thing. Even dances. How can Luke Skywalker, who is from a galaxy long ago, far, far away, know how to do the Macarena? This has more complexity than you could ever think. And if you agree with me, that's great. If not, that's fine. But does it make more sense that the universe has a center and it's nothing more than Fortnite? What do you think? TangentsGaming189@gmail.com, and tell me what you think. All right, guys, I had to get this out there. It's been bothering me over the last little while, knowing that Fortnite is the center of the universe. Until next time, I will catch you on the next episode of Tangents Gaming Podcast. Peace, guys.